ભારતના નાણાપ્રધાન શ્રી અરુણ જેટલી આવતા અઠવાડિયે તેમની પહેલી ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા મુલાકાતે આવી રહ્યા છે. રાજધાની કેનબેરા ખાતે રાજકારણીઓને તો મળશે જ, ઉપરાંત ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાના જુદા જુદા શહેરોમાં આયોજિત કાર્યક્રમોમાં પણ હાજરી આપશે. આમાંથી ઘણા કાર્યક્રમો જાહેર જનતા માટે નથી હોતા અને એટલે જ તેના વિશે ખાસ કાંઈ જોવા સાંભળવા નથી મળતું. પ્રસ્તુત છે આ ચાર દિવસમાં નાણાપ્રધાન જે કાર્યક્રમોમાં હાજરી આપવાના છે તેના વિશે થોડી સંક્ષિપ્ત માહિતી. મંગળવારને 29 માર્ચને રોજ શ્રી અરુણ જેટલી રી ઇમેજિનિંગ ધ ઇન્ડિયન ઇકોનોમી, ભારતીય અર્થતંત્રને નવા સ્વરૂપમાં ઢાળવાના વિષય પર પ્રવચન આપશે. આ કાર્યક્રમ સિડની ખાતે આવેલ એસપી જૈન સ્કૂલ ઓફ ગ્લોબલ મેનેજમેન્ટના કેમ્પસમાં આયોજિત છે. સિડનીના આ ઇવેન્ટ વિશે કાર્યક્રમમાં આગળ થોડી વિગતે વાત કરીશું. એમ્બેસેડર અને એસપી જૈન સ્કૂલ ઓફ મેનેજમેન્ટના મુંબઈ કેમ્પસના વડા શ્રી અમિત દાસગુપ્તા સાથે. નાણાપ્રધાનના ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા પ્રવાસ વિશે આગળ વધીએ તો 30 માર્ચને રોજ સિડની ખાતે આયોજિત મેક ઇન ઇન્ડિયા કોન્ફરન્સમાં પણ તેઓ હાજરી આપશે. નાણાપ્રધાન શ્રી અરુણ જેટલી સાથે ભારતના અગ્રણી ઉદ્યોગ ગૃહોના પ્રતિનિધિઓ પણ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા આવી રહ્યા છે, એટલે ભારત અને ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા વચ્ચે વ્યાપાર અને રોકાણ અર્થે યોજનાઓ પર ચર્ચાઓ યોજાઈ રહી છે. 31 માર્ચને રોજ નાણાપ્રધાન કેનબેરા ખાતે ભારતીય સમુદાયના અમુક અગ્રણીઓને મળવાના છે. 120 કરોડ ભારતીયોનું વૈશ્વિક અર્થતંત્રમાં યોગદાન વધારવાને મુદ્દે શ્રી અરુણ જેટલી વાત કરશે કેનબેરાની જ્હોન કર્ટિન સ્કૂલ ઓફ મેડિકલ રિસર્ચ ખાતે. અને છેલ્લે મેલબર્નમાં પણ તેઓ કોન્સલ જનરલના આમંત્રણ પર ટાઉન હોલ લેક્ચરમાં ભાગ લઈ રહ્યા છે. નાણાપ્રધાનની સાથે વાતચીતમાં ભાગ લેશે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા ઇન્ડિયા ઇન્સ્ટિટ્યૂટના ડાયરેક્ટર ક્રેગ જેફરી અને ધ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન સમાચારપત્રના વિદેશી બાબતોના સંપાદક ગ્રેગ શેરિડન. આ બધા જ કાર્યક્રમો ઉપરાંત ભારતના નાણાપ્રધાન શ્રી અરુણ જેટલી તેમની સૌ પ્રથમ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા યાત્રા દરમિયાન ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાના અનેક રાજકારણીઓને પણ સ્વાભાવિક રીતે મળવાના જ છે. તાજેતરમાં જ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાના વડાપ્રધાન માલ્કમ ટર્નબુલે કહ્યું છે કે ભારત સાથે મુક્ત વ્યાપારી કરારને તેઓ પ્રાયોરિટી આપવા માંગે છે, કારણ કે 2050 સુધીમાં તેઓ ભારતનું અર્થતંત્ર અમેરિકા જેટલું જ વિશાળ બનતું જોઈ રહ્યા છે. ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાની ટર્નબુલ સરકારના આ વલણ સાથે નાણાપ્રધાન અરુણ જેટલી ફ્રી ટ્રેડ અગ્રીમેન્ટની પ્રક્રિયાને પણ વેગ આપતા જશે એવી ધારણા છે. When the Honorable Finance Minister of India, Shri Arun Jaitley, visits Sydney, he's going to be talking about reimagining the Indian economy at SP Jain School of Global Management in Sydney. To talk us through this particular event and about the management school, we're joined by Ambassador, ex-Consul General of Sydney, Shri Amit Dasgupta. Mr. Dasgupta, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you very much, Neetal. Great talking to you.
How significant is this visit by the finance minister and how will it benefit?
I think this visit by the finance minister is a milestone. I would like to see it as a game changer. It is something which takes forward an extraordinary visit by Prime Minister Modi, which literally lifted the game in terms of the relations between India and Australia, which to my mind have for several decades actually been a relationship lacking depth and substance. What Prime Minister Modi did was transform this relationship and open the doors for incredible possibilities. Now we need to translate that vision into reality. And I think Finance Minister Jaitley's visit is one big step in that direction.
Could you just tell our listeners, what is this particular event all about in Sydney?
Well, you know, the Honourable Finance Minister is going to be visiting Australia on his first official visit, and that's next week. And we're delighted and honored that he's agreed to have his first speaking engagement at the Sydney campus of the SP Jain School of Global Management. I head the Mumbai campus, and it's really a great honor and a great pleasure to host the minister here. And on a topic which, to my mind, resonates significantly in India and the Australian bilateral relations, particularly in the space of trade and investment cooperation. But at the same time, it also has a resonance with the global economy being on a downturn for many other governments who are looking at India as a very attractive destination, as an important country, especially because it's the fastest growing economy in the world at present, as per the IMF and various other international organizations. And here to speak as the fastest growing economy in a country which is the strongest economy in the world, I think that's a terrific combination. And the title of the talk, as you very rightly put it, is Reimagining the Indian Economy. Because, you know, everyone looked at the Indian economy with its sluggish pace and wondered what was going to happen. And here we have a very dynamic set of initiatives that have been taken by the current government, which will actually refashion the way India engages with itself and India engages with the global community.
The finance minister is being accompanied by business delegations. Could you tell us who are these participants?
Well, actually, the finance minister is being accompanied by a delegation from India, which is put together by the Confederation of Indian Industry. But because the finance minister and such a significant delegation is going to be here, a number of people from Australian business and industry are also joining in when he gives the talk here at the school. And that, I think, is a fantastic thing, because what is currently under negotiation between the two countries is the CECA, which is the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement. And what the finance minister would be doing as such a senior cabinet minister following Prime Minister Modi's visit here is to tell us about the blueprint of where India stands.
All the delegates are going to be present for this particular talk in Sydney, which is on the 29th of March, Tuesday. In terms of the school organizing this event, was there a particular reason why SPJN's School of Global Management chose to host this?
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, we are an internationally ranked business school. The Economist has put us among the top 100 best business schools in the world. So we're in the company of Ivy League schools like Harvard and London Business School and Chicago and the Booth School. So it's a great feeling for a young school, actually. We are just about 11 years old, and in Sydney, barely 3 years old. So what we are hoping to do is also to emerge as a kind of thought platform that brings together people from different areas where we look at innovative ideas in order to transform the world, to be able to understand contemporary challenges, and currently to have someone of the caliber and seniority of the finance minister is a unique opportunity. And, well, I just wanted to grab it, and we're very lucky and very happy that the government of India has agreed. And the first speaking engagement of the minister would be indeed in my school. So the event is on March 29th. The minister would be in the campus from 12 to 40 hours, and we'd be delighted to have people come and listen to it. However, there are constraints in terms of security, in terms of the number of people it can take. So we would most certainly be having our students, but I can't have all the students in the school, because then I wouldn't be able to have anyone else.
Mr. Dasgupta, the Sydney campus, as you mentioned, is relatively new. How big is this campus? How many students?
Oh, I don't offhand know the numbers, but I think there'd be at least 800 students here.
SPJN School of Global Management has a relatively high international ranking. Honorable Finance Minister agreed to have his first speaking engagement at your campus. What would you say is unique about SPJN?
The school distinguishes itself in terms of its USP, is our teaching pedagogy, the manner in which we have a tri-city model. The campuses, as you might know, are in Dubai, Singapore, Sydney, and most recently two campuses in Mumbai. It's compulsory for the students to study in at least three campuses. And I think this experience of global learning is a terrific thing for the student.
Thank you so much for all the information about the event and the SPJN School of Global Management. Ambassador, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much, Nidal.